Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. India becomes world's second largest solar growth market, surpassing US in annual solar capacity additions. Venezuela's acting president Delcy Rodriguez arrives in India for a five-day visit. Iran hits Kuwait airport, killing one international. Oil prices jump amid escalating Gulf crisis. Ukrainian drone strike St. Petersburg before the Russian city hosts major economic forum. And in badminton, India's Ayush Shetty enters second round of Indonesia Open Super 1000 after defeating China's Wang Hongyang. And now the news in detail. India has surpassed the US in annual solar capacity additions to become the world's second largest solar growth market in 2025. Highlighting the remarkable achievement, Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi today said that the country's solar growth story is setting global benchmarks and driving record capacity additions through strong policy support, innovation, and world-class infrastructure. A report.
India has crossed a remarkable 155 gigawatts of installed solar capacity, helping achieve country's 50% non-fossil fuel capacity target and fulfill its nationally determined contributions ahead of schedule. Flagship initiatives such as PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana are transforming lives, with over 40 lakh households already empowered through rooftop solar. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India's clean energy transition is accelerating, strengthening energy security, advancing sustainable development, and reinforcing the country's position as a global leader in renewable energy. Komudi Parekh for World News.
Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Eloyna Rodriguez Gomez, arrived in New Delhi on a five-day visit to India. She is accompanied by a delegation comprising ministers of foreign affairs, economy and finance, science and technology, communication and information, and transportation. Ms. Rodriguez had visited India in her earlier capacity as foreign minister in 2015 and as vice president in 2019, 2023, 2024 and 2025. During the visit, Ms. Rodriguez will hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. She has congratulated Mette Frederiksen on assuming office as the Prime Minister of Denmark for a remarkable third consecutive term. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "India and Denmark share an enduring partnership founded on mutual trust, shared values, and a common commitment to a sustainable future." External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held a meeting with Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Lao People's Democratic Republic, Thong Savan Phomphihan, in New Delhi. In his remarks, Dr. Jaishankar said, "India and Lao PTR have close civilizational ties, reflected in the common heritage of Buddhism and Ramayana.
Our relations go back in history. It is based on deep cultural and people-to-people linkages. Our own Prime Minister visited Lao PDR in October 2024. On that occasion, a number of agreements and MOUs were signed. And today, we have an opportunity to review them, to explore a wide-ranging agenda."
The Iran conflict has entered a severe new phase of escalation as Iranian ballistic missiles and drones struck U.S. military bases across Kuwait and Bahrain in the early hours today. A drone strike broke through Kuwait's air defenses and hit the main passenger terminal at Kuwait International Airport, killing one international and wounding 63 others. Kuwait's health ministry confirmed that 63 casualties were distributed across seven hospitals, with seven patients requiring urgent major surgery. The Indian Embassy in Kuwait confirmed the death of one of its nationals in the attack. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed responsibility for coordinated missile and drone attacks targeting Ali al-Salem Air Base and Camp Arif Jan in Kuwait, as well as the headquarters of U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet in Bahrain. However, U.S. Central Command rejected those claims, saying all Iranian attacks against American forces had failed and the missiles and drones aimed at Bahrain and Kuwait were intercepted or did not reach their targets. Kuwaiti authorities, meanwhile, reported damage at Kuwait International Airport after an Iranian drone strike. strike. Terminal 1 sustained significant structural damage, forcing suspension of commercial flight operations and the diversion of incoming aircraft to other regional airports. The IRGC said the attacks were in retaliation for recent U.S. military actions, including a Hellfire missile strike on the Botswana flag tanker MT Lexi as it attempted to reach Iran's Kharg Island despite a U.S. naval blockade, and a U.S. strike on communication facility on Iran's Kesham Island in the Strait of Hormuz. Tehran described both actions as acts of aggression and warned that further responses could follow. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
Meanwhile, global crude oil prices rose today amid renewed West Asia tensions and lack of progress in negotiations between U.S. and Iran. Brent crude was trading 2.1% up at $98.02 per barrel in intraday trade. West Texas Intermediate crude was also trading over 2.1% up at $95.78 per barrel. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Ukraine has carried out a drone strike on the outskirts of Russia's St. Petersburg, hours before the start of a major economic forum aimed at attracting foreign investment. Russian authorities said air defense systems shot down 59 drones overnight, with three districts of St. Petersburg affected by the attack. No casualties were reported. The strike caused mobile internet disruptions and led to temporary closure of Pulkovo Airport. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Russia would respond to the attack. The incident comes ahead of the economic forum where Russian President Vladimir Putin is scheduled to speak on Friday. The United Nations Weather Agency has warned that a moderate to possibly strong El Nino is likely to develop in the coming months, raising concerns over higher global temperatures and more extreme weather events. According to the World Meteorological Organization, warming sea surface temperatures in the central and eastern Pacific Ocean are driving the phenomenon. A report.
The World Meteorological Organization has forecast above average temperatures across most parts of the world from June to August and are likely to persist till November. Moderate to possibly strong El Nino could worsen drought, trigger heavy rainfall and increase the risk of heat waves on land and in oceans. El Nino can cause drought in Australia, Indonesia, Central America and parts of South Asia, while also increasing hurricane activity in the central and eastern Pacific. The previous 2023-24 El Nino episode contributed to record global temperatures. Countries need to prepare for the possibility of a strong El Nino, as extreme heat could increase the spread of mosquito-borne diseases and put pressure on food and water supplies. Renu Kataria for World News.
United States Ambassador to India Sergio Gore has said that 99% of the proposed India-US interim trade agreement has been finalized and both sides are working to resolve the remaining issues. Speaking at the City 2026 India Conference in Mumbai today, Mr. Gore expressed confidence that the agreement could be concluded within the next few weeks. A U.S. trade delegation led by Chief Negotiator Brendan Lynch is currently in New Delhi for a three-day round of talks with Indian negotiators headed by Commerce Ministry Additional Secretary Darpan Jain. Mr. Gore is also scheduled to meet Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal tomorrow. In badminton, India's Ayush Shetty advanced to the second round of the Indonesia Open Super 1000 with a comeback win over China's Wang Gongyang, 8-21, 22-20, 21-15. India also secured a mixed doubles victory as Rohan Kapoor and Ritvika Garde defeated China's Taipei's Yang Po Swan and Hu Ling Fang. In women's singles, Unnati Huda's campaign ended in the opening round as she lost to Japan's former world champion Nozomi Okuhara. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India becomes world's second largest solar growth market, surpassing US in annual solar capacity additions. Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, arrives in India for a five-day visit. Iran hits Kuwait airport, killing one international. Oil prices jump amid escalating Gulf crisis. Ukrainian drone strikes St. Petersburg before the Russian city hosts major economic forum. And in badminton, India's Ayush Shetty enters second round of Indonesia Open Super 1000 after defeating China's Wang Hongyang. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.